Okay, good evening. I'm excited to learn together this evening. Thank you for coming out. This was hard for me to approach the right way, and I'll explain why. It's very important when learning halacha and tackling a halachic topic to go in without any preconceived notions or personal negias. I have personal negias and preconceived notions. What's my personal negias? I'm a very forgetful person. And that's going to be important. I forget things. I forget Yalav Yavo more than I remember Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. Today's Rosh Chodesh, by the way. And Negias, because for my 7 years here, I've been saying throughout Svira, if I ever end up becoming the rabbi, I want to change what we do. I had to get both those out of my head when I learned through this sugya. Is my first time. I had seen the Mishnah Berurah before, but to go through it well, I hadn't done. And I worked at blocking all that in my head and tackling this, trying to tackle it objectively. Right, our shul, what we do, and it seems that other shuls do this. I don't have any real data to know what percentage of shuls that do this. I'm sure people here have been in other shuls and could probably comment on what's done. What we do during Sfira, during the weekday Mincha Marv Minyan, which Marv ends usually somewhere between 12 and 18 minutes after Shkia, right? Is that accurate? The Mincha usually ends a minute or two after Shkia. Maybe there's a 5 minute Dvar Torah. Maybe Marv is 11 minutes, 12 minutes. So as you know, we count Sfira without a bracha, and we tell people, have in mind, to have kavana that if you remember later, you're not going to be yotze, and this is nothing, and you'll count later with a bracha. And if you forget, then this is your good counting, even though it's without a bracha. Bracha say in ma'akvos, you don't need to say the bracha, it's in mekayim the mitzvah, and then you're covered. If you forget, you're covered. Okay, you didn't do it l'chachila because it's early, and you didn't do it l'chachila because there's no bracha, but you're good. And if you remember, then great, what you did is not a bracha l'vatala because there's no bracha. And you make this tanai. And that's what we do in our shul. Now, if you look around, it seems that very few people actually do that. It seems that very few people do that. You could tell based on people usually count out loud and you hear very few people counting. And I've looked around in the past and I see some like half murmuring, half mumbling. People don't take it so serious. It's without a bracha. What are we really doing? What's with tonight's business? So I want to go through the sugya. There are a lot of interconnected sugyas, so we're not going to be able to do a real deep dive into all of them. But first, understand counting. Can you count during Ben Hashmashos? Or do you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim? And what does that issue depend on? There are more sheets up there, by the way.
Got the sheets already.
You have the tissue, okay.
I need the tissue.
That's the first question. The second question is this Tanai and how that works. Does it work? Can you, so to speak, play with mitzvos, it's, you have ownership to make a tanai. That's the second question. And the third question is, now that we know both those issues, what's better? And what's the better system? What are the different variables on both sides? So let's go through. The first question is counting Ben Hashmashos. Now, why would you not be able to count Ben Hashmashos?
So I don't think...
It's Safek Yom. Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So maybe wait till the night. We count by night. Why would you be able to count? Ben Hashmashos? I mean, why is this even a Shaila?
Maybe it's night.
Okay, good. And Sphere is the right to the Rabbanon. Sphere is the only the Rabbanon. So then we could Safek the Rabbanon, Lakula, and we could do mitzvahs and Ben Hashmashos. That really is what the issue seemingly rides on. The tour.
So the Rambam would not.
Good. Right? The Rambam holds it there, right? So we'll get to that. The tour in source number one writes Arvis Achar Tvila Maschilin Lispor Omer. Meyriv, after davening. There are a couple reasons why we do it after davening, primarily as an insurance policy. If you do it earlier, there's a better chance you'll forget. If you always go to Meyriv, you'll know. Or Tadir Rishayon, Tadir Koda, or Barovam. It's better to do it after Meyriv, Barovam. So after Meyriv, you start counting the Omer. Shizmano Maschelas Leil Tes Zayin B'Nisan. The Zman of Omer starts the second night of Nisan. Umon v'holach mem tes yom. You count 49 days. V'zman ha'svira mitchilas ha'layla. The Zman of Svira is the beginning of the night. V'afilu ein o'layla mamish. Ela safik chashecha yichon l'spar. The tour, you can stop here and we're good. The tour says it's no problem to count. Benash mashos. Safik chashecha, you can count. Beis Yosef, commenting on the tour, he quotes a Rush. That's where the tour is getting it from. As the tour often does, the tour was the son of the Rush. So the tour, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rush, but Sof Mesachas Pesachim, Kasra Rush, Venera, the Safik Chashecha Yachal Varech, the Ein Sarech Lahamtin Ache Vader Laila. Why? Kevon Dehave Sveik of the Rabbanan. It's like the Rabbanan. You count. And seemingly count the Bracha. Yachal Varech seemingly means make a bracha and count. V'od, nira, the od of tvei, samach l'chashecha, mishum tmimos. Maybe it's even better to count close tonight or in suffix, because it means it's more tmimos. What exactly that means?
If it's more tmimos, why don't we wait till the
Tzedek Ochavim? So for some reason, I guess he's assuming that since it's suffix, maybe on the side that it's night, you're getting more night, I think. I'm not positive. Okay?
I mean, that's what's always bothered me about this Banish Mushroom. It seems like we always try to be makbid on Tamimos by counting the Omer. That's why we start late on
the Shavuos night, right? Et cetera, et cetera.
So how are we getting away with it the other 49 days?
Right? Okay. Because if it's Rabbanan, we're making on Safik. And then he quotes the Tosos.
Is there any Svara that is. We're just concerned that if people don't do it while they're in shul, they're just going to forget.
So we'll get there. That'll be chel gimel. And then the Beis Yosef says, "Miwa Tosos kas beperka bishmal deino nira." The Tosos quotes this svara, and Tosos says it's not correct. Okay, that Ran kas the rovim afarshim askimim the svira somer hashta deleik ava v'lo korban ena elamidir abanan ba'alma zeichel mikdash. So the Ran says that according to most, it's only the Rabbanan. If it's only the Rabbanan, you should be able to count. You should be able to count. And then the Beis Yosef says, "Ulefichach amr betosos dekema demi Rabbanan he tov lispar biyam rishon besafik chashecha kidei shiyu sheva shavasos tamimos lagamri." If you count right beforehand, then the whole day is included. But the Beis Yosef says, "Vein zenachon sheyachnis atzno besafik lechachila." But don't put yourself into, you're right, it's a suffix and you could be makeup, but why enter into the suffix if you don't have to? And then he quotes at the end that the Rambam learns that Svira is Daraisa. Okay? So seemingly the issue is whether or not Svira is Darabanan or Daraisa. Svira is Darabanan, and it seems to be that the vast majority of the Rishonim learn that Svira is Darabanan, then you can count. And if you learn that Svira is Daraisa, then you can count. And the Ber Halacha over here in source number 3 says, you know what? The Rambam and the Chinuch says it's Deraisa. And he says, even though Achein Das Atur, V'Shulchan Aruch, V'Kama Poskim, She'en Abizman HaZeh, El HaZeh El HaMikdash, She'ikrivu Omer, V'Chein HaSugyas HaPoskim, B'Simen Zeh. I, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Poskim, and the simple reading of the Sugya is all that Sfira, B'Zman HaZeh, is the Rabbanan. Achim Bemis Haramam Gamkin Lavi Chidahu Bidaito. The Ramam is not a Das Yachid. Shigam Das Rabbeinu Yeshaya Kenhu. Ayem Bishibol Yolaket. The Chim Gamkin Das Rabbeinu Bin Yamin Sham. It almost seems like he's going out of his way. I'm not saying they're obscure Rishonim, they're Halagah Rishonim, but these are not, so to speak, mainstream Rishonim. It seems that the Chavetz Chaim is going out of his way to try to find Rishonim who learn its Daraisa. Now it makes sense, our minog, to wait till tseis. Achare diladas kama rabuso deraisa. Achakach matzasi kein ze gam kein be'elia rabba, el shol zachar kohani gedolim shekasavnu. So the Chafetz Chaim says, you're right. Shulchan Aruch, which is the Shulchan Aruch, they're Rabbanan. Most of the poskim, they're Rabbanan. But there's a Rambam, and there's a Chinuch, and there's a Rabbeinu Yeshaya, and there's a Rabbeinu Binyamin, and there's a Ravia, who all learn it's Daraisa. So it makes sense to wait to be choshesh for the Shitos that are Daraisa. And that's, in fact, If you look at the way the Shulchan Aruch writes it, it's very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch writes in source 4, in Tov b'yom ha'ma'unan, you made a mistake in a cloudy day. If you were writing this today, you would say there was an eclipse and it got very dark at 2:52 p.m. and you thought it was nighttime. Ubarcha asfiras omer, and you counted it, but it was really day. So then, chozim lisporkis shetachshach, you have to count again. It makes sense. The medaktikim einam sof for matzeis hakocham. It's an important word. The medaktikim, those who are medaktik behalacha, who want to do things properly, they wait until tzeis. The chein roi lasos. That's the best. The best. The Mishnah Brura explains, even though you could be mekel and you could count from Bein HaShmashos, from Shkia, because it's really Drabanan. And Safek Drabanan Lekula, Lerov HaPoskim. But since there are Shitas that holds the Raisa, why put yourself in that position? You might as well wait till it's safe. And then the next Mishnah Brura, in source number 6, this is there in Siman Tav Pei Tes, Siv Kan Tes Vav, he writes, when the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch writes, V'chein Ro'i Lassos, Rat Salam Lechachila. Lechachila, that you should do. Then if someone tonight, after Mincha, doesn't want to do this tonight thing, and they made a bracha, they're Yotze. But the Eli Rabba says, maybe you're not Yotze because the Shita that holds the Raisa, so it's better to count again without a bracha if you counted Bein HaShmashos with a bracha. Okay? So what you have is, without the Chafetz Chaim coming in, Eli Rabba is before the Chafetz Chaim, but really, the Eli Rabba would seemingly be drowned out by the other Achronim. If you didn't have the Be'er Halacha pulling these Rishonim and warning us that there are a slew of Rishonim, we'll learn that's Daraisa, well, you'd be okay to count with the Bracha of Enishmashos. Shulchan Aruch says it's better not to. It's better not to if you're a medaktik. The medaktikim should wait. Okay? That's point number one. Okay? Now, what happens if you're a medaktik and now you're in a shul and they're counting? So what should you do? So this is where the Tanai might come in. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch writes in source number 9. We'll skip 8 for now. Hamispalim at Sibur mibod yom. Excuse me, a person's davening with the tzibur while it's day. We'll see. Pashtus in day means Bein HaShmashos. Mona iman below bracha. Count with them without a bracha. V'im yiskor b'layla yivarech v'yispor. And if you remember at night, then count again with a bracha. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say that? Okay, take out of your head any issue with tonight. If you're counting, why are you counting without a bracha? And if your counting is good, why are you counting again? So where does this come from? It comes from the Beis Yosef, from the Abu Jaham. The Beis Yosef quotes the Abu Jaham in source number 10. Customer Rab David Abu Jaham. Customer Machzer Vitri. The Abu Jaham quotes the Machzer Vitri. And here we go. Hamas Pali Metzibur Mibod Yom. Someone who davens with the Tzibur while it's still day. Mo Neiman Bla Bracha. He should count without a bracha. Meimar Amar, he should say. If I remember at night, I'll make a count again with the bracha, like I'm supposed to. And I won't may have made a bracha levatala because I didn't count originally with the bracha. And if I forgot, I counted already days and weeks for the mitzvah. That's Abu Jaham. Says the Beis Yosef, "Aval Rambam Kasa v'imana v'lo birech yatsa." But the Rambam says that if you count, even without a bracha, you're already yotze. So if you're already yotze, you can't go ahead and make a bracha at night. That's the whole issue. If someone asks you, where are we up to in Sfira, right? And you say, oh, tonight's the fifth, I counted already. Tonight's the 15th night of the Omer. So if you hold mitzvah Saint Trichos Kavani, you're already yotze. You can't count later with a bracha. I didn't make a bracha when I said tonight's the 15th day of the Omer. It doesn't matter. Bracha Saint Makvos. So the Beis Yosef is saying this Abu Draham's business seemingly doesn't work. And that's where the Taz comes in. And the Taz... Does he paskin? I don't. Well, what is the Shulchan Aruch paskin like? What's he saying?
I don't know. Source 9.
What? Yeah. What's he saying? He doesn't say why. He doesn't say what.
As of now, the Upper Room is the only explanation we have for that.
Right? As of now, it seems. I should have started with Abu Jaham and then asked you if you were paskin halacha based on the Beis Yosef, how would you write the Shulchan Aruch? One could definitely interpret the Shulchan Aruch like the Abu Jaham. But why was the Shulchan Aruch not bothered by what the Beis Yosef was bothered by? With the Rambam.
That's what I'm asking.
Right, which is what the Taz is similarly going to be bothered by. Okay, it says the Taz. Monim man b'lo bracha. Shulchan Aruch says, we're back to the Shulchan Aruch, count in shul that a bracha. Perish. V'dayto tiyya shalo latzeis b'kach. Your mind should be not to be yotze. Ukmosha kasav ramals that the ini odeya im kain matuelas yishlo b'mashim moni makal. If you're having in mind, he's understanding the Shulchan Aruch means count and have in mind not to be yotze. So ask the Taz, if you're having in mind not to be yotze, then what's the point? Bishlam el mashak kasav beis yosef b'shem abu draham tchila shapir. If you learn like that abu draham, it makes sense. Tahainu shemim ar amar imesker b'layla b'beis yach so revarach kedin v'nim tishlo b'rakti v'tal v'meshka charem v'nisi kvar. If the Shulchan Aruch was going with abu draham, great. Aval hu atzmo kasav al zeh d'medivrei Rambam mashma d'imana b'lo bracha yotza v'chein ikker. The Beis Yosef doesn't just quote the Rambam; he says v'chein ikker. It sounds that the Tanai is not good. The ein lahasnos b'Tanai shezachar tchila the ein nimnel mitzvah misafik. It's not right to make a Tanai that you should mention that I don't want this to be a mitzvah and a safik. Sim kein kasha lama mona klali matzibur. What's the point? So says the Taz, a totally different understanding in the Shulchan Aruch. The Nira she'osa came. Just like if you're in shul and they get the Shema, what are you supposed to do? Say Shema. Why? So they don't say. The whole shul is being mekabel al malchus shemayim. And he's sitting there and twiddling his thumbs. You have this also by Aleinu, is halacha. I think the Mishnah Berurah says halacha is by Ashrei also. So same thing here. The whole shul is, why this mitzvah? The whole shul is counting Sirus Omer, and you're just sitting there doing nothing? So count. Count without a bracha, so it doesn't look like you don't want to count with him. There's no Tanai. Tanai isn't working in mitzvos. It can't be after the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, because the Shulchan Aruch already quotes a Rambam that says you're Yotzi without the bracha, and says that's v'cheniker. And the Taz is clear, you can't make a Tanai in the mitzvah, which we'll come back to. Now, the other Mefarshim...
Seems like we're choshed with Sharon. We're choshed that people aren't going to... People are just going to stay out.
Ain't
runs to
this for
Legamre?
No, because...
Legamre, I mean, he had no intention of counting Sphira at all? Or
yeah, the whole shul is counting, and you're just sitting there. You don't care to count?
What does he mean, ain't runs to this for Legamre? Meaning at all?
Meaning you're a good Jew, and you have an Ayin Tova, and you like to see the good in people. So if you see someone not counting, you're going to say he wants... He's counting so with his wife later so she remembers. That's what you're going to say. Okay, you know what?
That's what I do.
But let's be honest. Most people don't think like you.
Really?
Wait, what does the Gemara say about why we need a bracha before an aliyah and a bracha after the aliyah? The Gemara Megillah says originally the first Ola made the first bracha and the last Ola made the last bracha. Why does everyone make brachas? People are going to say that people leave early. We have these.
We also have a thing about not being choshe people, not being choshe b'sherim.
Yeah, but I can tell you from experience, most people, you know, we have a hard time with that. So the other poskim say that's the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean that. It's really the Magen Avraham. He writes it rather quickly, but the Magen Avraham says that even if you hold that mitzvos tzrichos kavana, if you have kavana not to be yotze, negative kavana works negative kavana works. It's a machlokas rishonim. Okay, so if you hold that mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana means you don't need kavana, but if you have kavana not to be yotze, you're not yotze, and therefore says the Magen Avraham, venerally the azul shitase shapasak v'simin. This is the top of the next page, source 12. The mitzvos tzrichos kavana. We pass the mitzvah strichos kavana. Vim kain yichavin belibo im eskor belayla ein ani mechavin latse spesvirazu. You should think, if I remember later, then I don't have kavana. He's saying it that mitzvah strichos kavana, and then you're not having kavana. Other poskim say even if you learn mitzvahs ein strichos kavana, you're having negative kavana. But either way you slice it, you could have in mind that you don't want that to count, and therefore you won't be yotze. And you could count later. And this is where the idea of this Tanai comes from. It's the way the Magen Avraham is learning the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef quoted that the Rambam disagrees because the Rambam holds that you're Yotzei without a bracha. You're right. There's something that you're missing. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this. But what you're missing in the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is that you have in mind not to be Yotzei when you count, if you remember later. And therefore you're good Mimanav Shach. If you didn't remember, so then you're Yotzei now. You didn't say a bracha. Okay, bracha say in a makfos, it's not a big deal. And if you remember later, so then retroactively, you had kavana that you didn't want to be Yotzei. And therefore, that's what you'll do. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah, Paskins, and the Shulchan Aruch have Rab also. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Source 13, he says, Yesh me'achronim shepir shenem ben shmashos, du safak layla, v'yotzi n'azidei sfir l'poskim v'shulei sfir z'ma'azad r'banim. Achein, who wrote the l'daktik v'lispor mitzesak l'chavim? But if you have a person who wants to be medaktikim, u'kanal, v'kamar mechaber do yinne ima'im pen yishkach acharkach, V'ayach shabadayitu emeskar achakach b'layel l'manos ein ani rotze latzeis b'sfira zu u'kidele kamei v'aga v'alkein kishagia azman acharkach yivarech v'yispor v'ayin b'aralacha. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says as well, the Magen Avraham. You make a Tanai and you're good. The Taz was clear, you can't make a Tanai in mitzvos. The later poskim point out that there are multiple places in the Shulchan Aruch and in the poskim that have other examples of Tanai. What are some examples we have Tanai? Anyone know? Make a Tanai.
Ladies of Shabbos candles, not accept the
Shabbos. Well, that's not a Kiyum HaMitzvah Tanai. You're not being the kind of mitzvah until later. When do you play two sides of the coin and leave aside the Avnei Nezer Suffolk with Afikomen for a minute? Here, what's the Tanai?
If this is the first day of Yantiv, and the second day is really not Yantiv.
If it's a 2-day Yantiv, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and you forgot to make Erev Tshuva before, and you're making it on.
Oh, maybe it's the first day, maybe it's the second day. But you're not making a Tanai in your Kiyum HaMitzvah. Your Tanai is depending on the day that it is. So there's three places, two in the Shulchan Aruch and one in the Rav Akiva Eiger. It's and this happens, I've relied on this. Sosman Kriya Shema is 9:27. Sosman Kriya Shema is 9:27. You're not sure if the person who's doing Pesukei Zimra is going to do a 20-minute Pesukei Zimra or a 24-minute Pesukei Zimra. And you don't know if the person who's davening Shacharis is going to do the slowest Kel Adam tune possible, which usually happens when we're close to Sosman Kriya Shema. That happened, I think, on either...
It was close.
So, what do you do? Should you say Shema before davening or not? If you're going to miss Sosman on Kriya Shema, you say Shema before davening. It's not like Achila. Like Achila, you want to say Kriya Shema Bismana with the Brachos. But if you're going to miss Sosman on Kriya Shema, that's what you do. But you don't want to miss it. So, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Source 15, Lanias Daiti, B'yarish et Sibur Yav Ruzman Kriya Shema, Yechavim B'derek Tanai. Im Yavru Ye Yotze B'zeh. So you get the shul, hopefully you get the shul early. It's 8:55. You're not sure if they're gonna get to it. So you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know what's gonna be. I'm gonna say Shema now. If we're gonna miss this one on Kriya Shema, I want this to be my Shema Deraisa. And if we're not gonna make it, I want this to be my Kriya Shema Deraisa. But if we're gonna make it, because the Psukim is Baal Shachar, the Psukim Zimra are going at the right pace, so then I want this to be Kikori b'Torah ba'alma. It's reading Pesukim. There's no problem doing that. And that Shema with brachas be my Shema deraisa. Now, it's not a kasha on the Taz from Rabbi Eger, because the Taz came before Rabbi Eger. But that's one place where tonight comes up. There's two more. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Daled talks about Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. I forgot about the way the Shulchan Aruch writes this. The Shulchan Aruch writes Yerei Shemayim Yotzei Yedei Shneim. A Yerei Shemayim should be Yotzei both Tefillin of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. And how should he do it? I never saw anyone do this. Yase Shtei Zugos Tefillin, make two pairs of Tefillin. V'yaniach Shneim, put them both on at the same time. Anyone, you've seen people do it? Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, I've never seen this.
Tiny button, but
yeah.
Right, right. Or a really big forehead, I guess. tiny. I've never seen that. V'yaniach Shteim. Now you have a problem. What would be the potential problem with doing that? Baltosif. Baltosif. They're not both right. The Torah doesn't say wear two pairs of tefillin. So what should you do? Yechavin b'hanachasam. Ba'osam shem aliba de'hilchasa ani yotzei de'chavasi v'ashar him kiritzuos ba'alma. I have in mind, one of them's right. If Rashi's right, I want Rabbi Tam to be like, I'm wearing, you ought to wear straps on your head. So instead of wearing, instead of the Jews who are protesting on Princeton wearing kfiyah, they're wearing ritzuos. And if the Rabbi Tam ones are the right ones, then the Rashi ones are nothing. You're making a t'nai in your mitzvah. T'nai b'mitzvos. The post can point out by Chomoid also. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Lamed Aleph, "B'chol Moed Gamkin Osur L'Neil Tefillin." Me'atam Azeh Ba'atzmo Shimei Chol Moed Gamkin Os. It's Os. Tefillin is an Os. Hagadah Ramah says V'Yishron Shechol Moed Chaya B'Tefillin. V'Chei Nogin B'chol Glilos Eidu L'Anicham B'Moed. U'Levarich Aleihem. Interesting. We don't. Ella She'ei Mevarich Leihem B'Chol Ram. We don't make a bracha out loud. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and he explains. Gam kodem hanacha yachsho b'dayto im ani mechuyav ani manichim l'shem mitzvah v'im lav in ani manichim l'shem mitzvah u'b'zeh yotzi dey kuli alma, because you don't want to be violate bal tosif. If you're not chayav towards tefillin on chol moed, it's bal tosif. But if I am chayav, it's the chiyuv. So what do? You have in mind this tonight. If it's yeah, then I'm good. And if not, Then it's nothing. So you see that there's a t'nai in, mitzvos. Now, I'm not getting into all this lumbus now. I'll leave it to you to take a look at it later or think about the Oneg Yontov, who is Rafal Yontov Lippmann, a rav in Kedan and Bialystok, in the born in 1816, died in 1879. The classic sefer I learned in yeshiva is Oneg Yontov. He has the kasha. The Gemara Yevamo says. And Benji Kramer, I'll give him kudos, was sending me different marmakomos about this last night and today. The Gemara Yevamos says that by chalitza, kol milsa de lesa b'shlichos lesa b'tanai, a mitzvah that you can't appoint a shaliach for, you can't make it tanai. So asks the Onei Yontif, and he quotes the Taz as his proof for this, how can you make Tanai in these mitzvos? You can't have a shaliach to sphere somewhere for you. You could be yotze through shomei ha'one, but there's no shlichus, right? You, certain mitzvos you can't have a shaliach for. Tefillin you can't have a shaliach for. So that would be a kasha on the last two shulchan aruchs, right? The Tosfos Rid says in Kiddushin that a mitzvah shebagufo you can't appoint a shaliach. So how can you make it Tanai in the mitzvah? It's just totally parenthetically. I was at a wedding on Sunday night. My uncle told me that someone came to Rav Moshe and said, my father passed away. I can't do Shiva. I have to go to work. I can't sit Shiva. Could I appoint the shliach to sit Shiva for me? He said, before you answer, I have another question. If I can appoint the shliach, do I have to go be Menachem Avel to the shliach who's sitting Shiva for me? So I mentioned this to Rabbi Eli Reisman, and he told me that legend has it that when Rabbi Shlomo Eger, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's son, his son was Rabbi Label Eger, who became a chassid. He became a Kutzker chassid. They say that when Rabbi Label Eger became a chassid, his father, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, said Shiva. That's what they say. And Eliezer told me, legend has it, and I couldn't verify, that Reb Leibel Eger went to be Menachem Avel to his father, who was sitting, again, if anyone could, I don't know, don't think about that too much. But I'll call upon him, ask the Onig Yontif, there's a rule that a milsa the leisa b'tanai, leisa b'shlichos, so how can you make a tanai in these mitzvahs? You don't have the bilus to make a tanai. You can take a look at 19 David. You're giving me that.
It's not about the creation one, but about the other two. In the case, two cases of tefillin. Let's say you didn't make a tanai. What you're still. If Rashi is right, then your Rashi tefillin is you're fulfilling the mitzvah with your Rashi tefillin. And no matter what you do, you'll never fulfill the mitzvah with the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin because they're wrong. They're not valid.
You're saying you don't need a tanai. You don't need a tanai because one's right and one's wrong.
You don't need a tanai to fulfill a mitzvah. All you're saying is, lest you think that I'm being over on. Would it even be baltosif? Maybe the cholmod would be baltosif. But lest you think that I'm being over on baltosif, that's not my kavana.
You're saying the kavana is not. You're right. It's a tanai that relates to the mitzvah, but the tanai is not the tanai is what's saving you from bal tosif, not helping you with your kima mitzvah.
You're not using a tanai to say, even though really I'm doing an act that's a mitzvah, I don't want it to count. Rabbi Kiva Eger is doing that with the kriya,
right.
But the Shulchan Aruch is not doing that with the tefillin.
Am I chol moed?
Same. If there's no mitzvah of tefillin on tefillin moed, you can put on tefillin all you want. You won't fulfill a mitzvah. And if there is a mitzvah, then by putting it on your tefillin, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. And you're not trying to say, I'm putting on tefillin on tefillin moed, I'm really chayav to, but I don't want to fulfill a mitzvah.
I want to say your very good point. I have to think about that a little more. It's definitely a good lundish chilek. I have to give that more thought.
But Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think, is very analogous. To,
right.
It's like virtually basically, it's the same thing as the sphere.
Right. Issue. Right. Right. So you take a look. There are a couple answers. You can take a look later at source 20 and source 21 for an answer. But you're right. The Onig Yontif has his kasha, and the Taz disagrees. But at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah says that it works. The Shulchan Aruch says Shulchan Aruch Harav says. That it works. Shulchan Aruch Harav says even more, it's a good idea to do it, because if you're not going to do it, let's say you're the person who says, this tanai, I'm not into this tanai. So you know what could happen. You could be in shul, and you're going to hear the rabbi or the Baal Tefillah do it, and even if you don't have kavana to be yotze, shemei kona, if you don't have negative kavana, you're just standing there, so maybe you're yotze and you can't count later with a bracha anyways. Or maybe you hear the guy next to you counting, and if you don't have negative kavana and mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, you're yotzei anyways. So Shulchan Aruch Harav says it's a good idea to do this tonight. Now again, that is because he holds it tonight works, but it's a good idea if you're in shul. He's saying to make sure to do the tonight. Otherwise, you might have a problem, because if you're yotzei and you can't count later with a bracha, so what? It would be a bracha batal. Correct. So that's why it's a good idea to have in mind the tanai and say, if I remember later what I'm doing now, and when you say what I'm doing now, it means this whole thing that's happening in shul now. I don't want to be mekayem the mitzvah.
When we daven after tzeis, you count out loud. Everybody hears you, and then everybody goes and makes bracha and counts for themselves.
So we quoted this. This Rav Shlomo Zalman in a different shir. I don't remember which shir. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that this would be against the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zechitzah Gavracha, says that now, because of the fact that everyone counts, there's like an umdana that you don't want to be yotze with his sphere. Even if you don't proactively. This also comes up tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, the Baal Shacharis is going to say the bracha. You're going to say, you're going to say amen to the bracha. Yotze, how can you go ahead and say a bracha? Even if you don't, you should proactively think it. Even if you don't proactively think it, from the fact that every week you get up and you say the bracha, so it's as if you have in mind. Now, two last points before I get to the part three, which is better. is 2 points in Rosh Shlomo Zalman that I thought were very interesting. One, Rosh Shlomo Zalman was asked, can you make the Tanai, the beginning of Sfira, to last for the whole Sfira? The beginning of Sfira, I know what we do in Shul. I'm having mine right now that every time I'm in Shul, from now until the end of Sfira, and it's Bein HaShemashot, which I daven in every night, I never want to be Yotze in Bein HaShemashot, unless I forget later. So he says no. He says no. It only says it's not comparable to the cult the we do in Hataras Nedarim. Doesn't work. Why not? I'm not sure exactly. But he says you have to make this Tanai. You have to make this Tanai every day.
That's
what?
Out loud?
No. I think thinking it would be okay because certainly the Shulchan Aruch by Tefillin says thinking it. Rikiv Eger by Kriya Shema says Yichavein, you have it in mind. And the Mishnah Brura over here says V'yachsho B'dayta. So you don't have to articulate it. And then Rosh Shlomo Zalman was asked, this is great. Let's say you're a person that doesn't want to do the Tanai. You count after it says. You usually daven at the late minute, and you count with your wife before she goes to bed. There's a variety of reasons you can't lie. But you happen to be davening for the Amid in a shul that counts with a bracha after chase. After shkia, I mean. So what should you do? So there, if Shmuel Zalman says in source 24, V'nishar Rabbeinu B'shulch, Sibra Mispal B'minyon, Shesayimu Stifilas Arvis B'vein HaShmashos, Eich Yinag B'Sfiras Omer, Heshiv Dimhu HaShulach Sibra Yispor Itam Sfiras Omer, V'yivarech Al HaSfira. Because again, you're okay. And I'm going to come back to this. Below bracha, counting in without a bracha, but don't be so, put your foot down and be so firm and say, I'm not counting, find someone else to do it. Count with a bracha. Now that we have this, we have count by Bein HaShemashos is okay. Did the evidence okay? Except for the Eli Rabba. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's okay, but it's better to count at Seis. If you're in a shul that's doing it, use this tonight. The Taz disagrees, others question it, but the Mishnah Brura says to do it. Now, I thought that it'd be better. Well, let me say one last thing. I thought it'd be better to count in Bein HaShemashos with a bracha. Why? The Chok Yaakov in Source 26 was a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. Going through this, he writes in the words underlined in Source 26, Uminag Olam Achshav Levarek B'Safik Chashecha. The Minag Olam, says the Chok Yaakov, it's a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, says Minag Olam is to count with a bracha in Safik Chashecha. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, after going through all of this and saying it's b'dieved, also writes, we call makom haminag ha-hamon achshav kisvar rishona lispar ben ha-shmashos. And he's talking about with a bracha. So they both say the minag is to count with a bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says not that way. He says we're not sumich on that except for Kabbal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. But they both say that the minag is to count with a bracha at ben ha-shmashos. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, writes, or they quote in his name in Source 28 in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, "Ubishas adchak efshar lahakel gam lechadchila levarich v'lispor bein hashmashos." If it's shas adchak, what's a shas adchak? You're going to forget. I'm perpetually a shas adchak in Sfira. I've already 3 times since we started forgot at night. Now again, I counted with the Tanai. But 3 times, right? I go home, I'm doing my thing, I don't get the text reminders, maybe I should, don't add me to any WhatsApp chats, please. But I've already forgot 3 times. So if I'm in a shul and they're counting after Bein HaShemashos, at Bein HaShemashos, I count with a bracha, if they're not doing the tonight. That's what I do. So I thought it'd be better for the shul to adopt this, because I think what happens, in speaking to a lot of people, what ends up happening is that people forget later. And there are a lot of people who don't even do this tonight thing. They don't understand the whole thing. They think the whole thing is like hocus pocus. You look around in shul. You look next week at this point. On Sunday night, on Monday night, Tuesday night. How many people are actually counting? And I think the people who maybe forget. And maybe not as much today because of all the text reminders and announcements in the morning. But there are people who forget. So maybe it's better to count with a bracha. You have the Shulchan Aruch. You have the Chok Yaakov says the Minog. You have the Shulchan Aruch that Rav says it's the Minog. You have the Rav Shmuel Kamensky says Shasel Chak. It's even Lechachila. And that's better. And we'll let people know that if you want to be from the Medaktikim, so then you could count later with a bracha. Or you could do the Tanai. Meaning, what's the fallback? I still think, it's better that we will help more people, we mezakeh the rabbim, to be able to count Svira with a bracha if we do this, and we'll let the medaktikim know that maybe it's better for you to wait. That's what, give me one second. That's what I thought, which concurred with what I've been wanting to do for the last 6 years. So at this chasna on Sunday night, my cousin, Avi Shik, made the chasna, and he davened it very close to Bishra Reisman. So I had a chance to talk to him after the chuppah, and I ran through this with him. He said to me, I don't think you should. I wasn't asking, but it's a psak. I was talking to the sugya. He says, you shouldn't do that. I said, why not? He says, a shul should be built for the medaktikim. A shul should be for the medaktikim. So it's interesting, as a Rebbe for a long time, this question of who does the Rebbe teach? Does the Rebbe teach to the top of the class, to the middle of the class, to the bottom of the class? You know, okay, he says the shul should be built on a lechachila from a medaktikim. So I said to him, okay, but we don't do that with Sosman Kirishma Shabbos morning. Why don't we start? Let's rotate, have a rotating Zman for Shachar. Some weeks start at 8:55 and some weeks start at 8:50 for the medaktikim. And Krishma is Daraisa. Sfiras Omer, according to Moses, is Darabanan. So we don't do that. We daven Friday night, the early minyan, the Tarti, the Sasri. We daven Mincha after Plag. Now, we have options. We have options for the early Plag minyan. And there are shittas who hold that it's okay, which many rely on. But that's also not purely Lechachila. So why do we decide when to go with the Medaktikim and when not? He kind of shrugged his shoulders. I hear. I called Rabbi Avishai David, who's one of my Rebbeim, and he worked as a Rav of a similar shul for a long time, as a shul in Ramat Beit Shemesh now, and understands the matzav here very well. And he said that's what he did when he was in the shul, and he thinks it's a good idea to do that. He thinks it'll be a zikoy for the rabbin. And he said, and you, Rabbi, you should stand up there and count the bracha also. Because, okay, that's you're being mezakeh the rabbin. I told him to Rosh Shlomo Zalman also. In any event, I'm not going to change it now because we're in the middle of it. And I wanted to give the shir before even considering making a change. I think in the middle of Sira to make a change won't be right. So I'm leaning now towards Tufshin Pehei. By then it'll be Daraisa, we'll have the base of Mikdash and have us Omer. But to do that, I think it'll be a Zikui for the Rabbim and those who want to be Medaktikim, and we should all strive to Medaktikim, so they can on their own.
I believe the title the Shir, help me make the decision.
Yeah, so someone actually called me today and said, Rabbi, well, you take, is this like a vote? You're a vote? No, if you have thoughts, if you think I'm, either not giving people enough credit that they remember, or you think I'm understanding this wrong, please.
If they yotze anyway, without the bracha, right? So why make?
Because I think a lot of people don't even do it.
So why make the bracha at the wrong zman?
What?
Why make the bracha before tzeis hakochavim if you're yotze anyway without?
Because
the,
maybe I should take a poll. I think what ends up happening.
What? Take a poll. Who has the text messages every night?
Right. People don't do the Tanai and forget later. That's it. But I'm not hurting anyone because anyone who knows
can do later.
Can do later and can still do the Tanai. No one's forcing them to, you must count with the bracha. Now you're going to tell me if I'm doing it with the bracha, people are going to want to follow the rabbi. Halavai, that was true. I'm not sure how true. I'm not sure how true that is.
If you wouldn't have said anything, I would have thought that the Aruch HaShulchan would have been in favor of saying the bracha.
That's what I thought as well.
And the fact that it's not so much. Right. It's very, you know, because usually.
Well, it's funny you say that because. Now the other factor here, when Rav told me, I spoke to. I quote him also. Moshe Walter is a close chaver of mine and a rav in Silver Spring. In his shul, he took over for Rav Breidowitz already 12 or 13 years ago. Rav Breidowitz set the minhag there that as long as I think it's either 15 or 20 minutes after shkia, so then they could count with the bracha. He thinks it's wrong, and he personally doesn't count with the bracha. That was Rav Breidowitz. Now, the earliest Shita of Tseis on a Derabanan, I always had a hard time with the sugya of Zmanim, might be 13 minutes. So is 20 minutes really maybe Tseis according to the most Mekel Shita, and at least you have that to write on. I have the last source, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said the earliest time you could count for Banish Moshos is 38 minutes. It's the earliest time. So he's clearly not going with that. Rabbi Luban told me that his father in his shul wouldn't daven Maariv until late. He would speak the Dvar Halacha would be, you know, let's say 20 minutes or so, so that by the time you finish Maariv, it's very hard this time of year. I mean, it's already, as it is, it's late.
Remember,
and
you were at Tites also used to count
give a longer Dvar Halacha these weeks.
He'd take the earliest Seis time.
Yeah. Right, so
it's an issue every Friday night for the late minyan.
It gets close, yes.
Is it 20 or is it 30 minutes, let's say, after Shkia? At what point is it okay to count with the bracha?
Right.
I'm saying that this is, for years, this has been, because it's always border right. On that.
And I'm usually making early Shabbos Oma there.
I understand. That's what I mentioned.
Yeah, I should give guidance on that. I mean, this is what I'm grappling with. Maybe the best plan is really to do a poll or an informal poll. I mean, I don't know if people will be honest how many of them are missing Svira because of it. It is a very interesting question in terms of setting up a shul based on the medaktikim versus, you know, what will help or ensure the most kima mitzvah.
You know, the tnai really allows you to do two things. First of all, it encourages everyone to say a bracha at the right time. It really does. And it protects people so they can still count. And for a shul to go ahead and sort of throw in the towel and say, all right, look, our shul isn't from a doctor.
Can you worry about it tonight?
I'm sorry?
No, the shul is from a doctor, and the medaktikim are going to do it, but we're also going to help those who are not yet medaktikim be kind of mitzvah.
But you already have the potential of a tnai. If people, the Rav just explained that not enough people really understand it.
Right.
That's not the same as saying that they rejected it.
The people don't. People aren't holding up the taz. That's not the pshat. I think people just think like, what if we're doing without a bracha? Then what really is it? Right. I think that's how people got. I think a lot of the reasons why people got very mako with not sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres is because you don't recite a bracha. So in people's minds, once you're doing something, you're not seeing the bracha. How real is it? Really, I understand your sensitivity. That's really what Rabbi Reisman is saying. So what I'm suggesting is that we have two tracks. The doctor Kim, don't make the bracha now, but I'm here to It's tricky. Maybe we should start at 8:45 so we get Sosan Kriyash one every week. And it's.
I mean, if.
You would sign up for that.
No. I would sign up, right. But I think that there's probably a difference there. There, you're being matriarch everyone in a way that every week it's.
It is complicated and
that's
confusing.
That's more complicated, I think, than right. This. Is it worth considering? There are many things that are worth considering. But here, I think it's like throwing in the towel and saying, just because people, if you said that people rejected it, it's one thing. But I think I don't want to say the word ignorance, but I think the reality is, it is hard to understand the tenets.
Right. So the answer is, and we'll end with this, is that it's on the rabbi to do a better job explaining it, and maybe the rabbi should personally call every member of the shul every night to remind him to count the counts here. All right, so this is where we are. We have, I guess, 11 and a half months to figure out. Okay, everyone have a good night. Thank you. Bye.